all of the farming organisations were very disappointed in relation to the outcome of the first set of talks. That resulted in farmers continuing to protest over the last 2 weeks, but without any leadership voice to represent them. So last night, they elected a number of representatives to represent those that are protesting, and I think that was important because the only place that this can be resolved is around the talks table, and the only place progress can be made is around the talks table.
Listening to what the farm organisations are saying, the message from them is clear. There is no point in going back into this process if price isn't on the table. Price seems to be the one thing that Meat Industry Ireland will not talk about. We do appear to be at an impasse in that regard.
Well, I think price is key. Now, Minister Creed has indicated that the Consumer and Competition Protection Commission were making that an issue, but I believe he needs to find a mechanism to try and ensure that that is given an airing at talks and that can be considered in some way within the confines of what the law would allow. But there are a number of other issues, such as the 30-month rule, the four-movement rule and the residency rule, which progress really could be made on and which hadn't been properly engaged in last time around by the meat processors, in my view, or particularly in the view of the farming organisations. And that needs to be comprehensively dealt with this time. The only way the beef crisis can be resolved and progressed is around the talks table. And Minister Creed now needs to immediately call all the farming organisation representatives to a meeting with the processors and also importantly with the retailers to try and achieve progress and find a pathway to actually address the issues and income crisis which beef farmers are experiencing.